Welcome to Postscript, American Society for Pharmacy Law's podcast. My name is Henry Hine, and I'll be your host here today. The American Society for Pharmacy Law, ASPL, has an annual conference in the fall entitled Developments in Pharmacy Law. We focus with presenters, experts, and speakers, providing the latest and most important developments in pharmacy law each and every year. We have over 24 speakers at the conference this year. The conference is being held in San Antonio, Texas. It's November 2nd through 5th. All are welcome. Featured speakers this year is Arkansas Lieutenant Governor Leslie Rutledge, and also we have Al Carter, the Executive Director of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, coming this year. All attendees can receive legal CE up to 15 hours, pharmacy CE up to 15 hours, and if you need both, want both, you can get both, legal and pharmacy CE 15 hours. Registration for the conference is at ASPL.org. In this podcast series, we feature a few of our conference speakers with two main goals in mind. The first is allowing them to enlarge a little bit on the conference agenda. You know, there's a paragraph there for the speaker explaining where the speakers come from and what they're doing. And if they want to go a little larger than that, they have an opportunity to do that here as to where they are in their career and how they got there. Separately, we like to, and most importantly, get a little tidbit of what they're coming to speak about. Not the whole presentation, just a little bit of a tidbit. Today, we are honored to have Kyle Vasquez and Mary Canavan coming on board here today as our guests. And Kyle, are you there?
I'm here, Henry.
All right. Mary, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Let me go ahead and start with Kyle. Kyle, again, just briefly, if you'd like to, where are you now in your career? What do you do? What is your business?
Yeah, so I am a private practitioner at Polsinelli. I am a shareholder in the firm, and I provide a wide array of legal support, primarily to hospitals and clinics and other clinicians that are regulated by state and federal laws. So I view my practice as sort of the day-to-day advisor that helps keep the lights on and keep folks out of trouble in the healthcare space.
So, and how long have you been doing that?
So I've been with Polsinelli for 9 years. I've been a practicing lawyer, but also a consultant for 15 years plus at this point. You know, so I've had an interesting career trajectory from consulting to a very large law firm. And so I've got a lot of practical experience that I think I sort of bring to the table and have seen a lot of sort of real world issues sort of play out in the healthcare space. So happy to be an advisor in that capacity.
And so how did you head into the healthcare space? How did that come about for you?
So probably like many lawyers in the healthcare industry, I started off in college as a pre-med major, chem major, and have always been very interested in the medical field, in particular hospitals. Every time I walk into a hospital, for some reason, I just get excited. I just like sort of seeing the day-to-day operations. And so as I got into law and just sort of discovered that I like the business side of things rather than the medical side of things, I, you know, just continued to find ways to stay close to the field and stay close to hospitals and pharmacies, and, you know, got an advanced degree from Loyola University in healthcare law and never looked back, really.
It sounds great. It sounds great. Let's move over. Mary, where are you now in your career?
I am a mid-level associate at Polsinelli as well. Kyle and I have very similar paths and our current practices. So I do primarily 340B work, but also doing a lot of reimbursement work for providers. I do a lot of licensure enrollment work. I primarily practice in the pharmacy space, but also in hospitals and home care industries as well.
And how did you end up in the healthcare space? It sounds like you're there too. So how'd that happen?
So unlike Kyle, I was never trying to be a practitioner in any way. I went into law school doing a lot of public interest work, which overlapped with the healthcare space. And that kind of led me towards wanting to be more on the provider side. Similar to Kyla as well, I also went into consulting out of law school, mostly because I wanted to be more hands-on with providers and be really into whatever they're trying to do, whether that be, you know, getting payment, expanding their operations in some way, compliance work, and then realizing that I wanted to expand that more into the legal space. So I made the jump to Pulse Valley, and I've been here for about 3 years now.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So I did have an opportunity to take a look at your guys' little bios or resumes or whatever you might call it. You guys are both strong, it appears to me, in 340B. And in fact, that is the topic. So let's head to that direction. What is the name of your presentation this year at our conference?
Our presentation is called 340B Program Preservation and Compliance. It's really just an overview of what's going on in the 340B industry. There's been so many changes that have been happening over the past few years that it can be really hard to keep up with. And it can also be hard for covered entities to figure out how they want to react to it and adapt their program based on the changes, particularly with what manufacturers have been doing. So even with working with the largest health systems in the country, we've realized that, you know, they've had stresses about how to handle the scenarios that they find themselves in. And we think that covered entities can learn a lot from each other and, you know, hear what they're doing and see what could be applicable to their program. So we're really hoping that our presentation provides some help for covered entities and some information that they can apply to their programs afterwards.
And Kyle, what might you add here?
Mary did a wonderful job. Yeah, I would just add that there's a lot of anxiety out there, tons of sort of program changes. And while they're not actually changes to like a statute or a regulation, there's just different actions that stakeholders are taking as it relates to 340B. And so it's really putting folks in sort of this gray area, where do we go next? And, you know, it's at a time when a lot of our provider clients are facing tremendous budget pressure. So we're just trying to find a way to sort of alleviate some of those concerns and share some of the ideas and concepts that we've helped build out for other entities throughout the country.
Well, and it's a great topic because those that are in 340B, I think, and maybe this is the wrong way to say it, but it can be a little scary because I think the manufacturers want out and everybody wants to stay in and do it right, not get in trouble. And will you guys be available for questions at your presentation?
Certainly. Always happy to answer questions. You know, we advise a lot of different clients on, you know, phone calls and such in the 340B space because we do this so much that it just comes so naturally, and we're able to address a lot of pretty complex issues fairly quickly for clients in this environment.
Well, it's great to have you guys come on in and concern about the preserving and being compliant with 340B because it's a big issue for the providers. Well, let's move on. I'd like to ask about contact information. Would you guys like to leave contact information for our listeners? And I'll start with Mary. Mary, you know, LinkedIn or email or phone numbers, would you like to leave some contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. People can reach us by our emails. Mine is mcanavan@pulsinelli.com. They can also find our emails and our phone numbers on our website at Pulsinelli. We're always posting content related to 340B. That we're posting on LinkedIn, so you can find us on our LinkedIns as well.
All righty. And Kyle, what about you? Would you like to leave contact information?
Sure. My last name's a little bit complicated, so I would say definitely the easiest way is to just sort of search you'll find us on the Pulsinelli website. And as Mary said, there's a lot of content there, but my phone number is 312-463-6338. And you can reach me via email at kvasqueez@pulsinelli.com.
All righty. I really appreciate you guys coming on today. We love it. I think you've got a great topic. You guys obviously have a passion for it because, you know, again, I've had an opportunity to look at the bio and Really good. Really good. I thank you for coming on today. And I want to thank our listeners to listening to Postscript, the American Society for Pharmacy Laws podcast. Again, our fall conference, Developments in Pharmacy Law, is November 2 through 5 in San Antonio, Texas. To see the agenda of the conference and or to register for the conference, please go to aspl.org. This is Henry Hine, your host, and we thank you for listening.